Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our gatherings, a deep we search to no avail. For the constant in the chaos.
Welcome back. 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? I think I did. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that this week on Monday I was in Washington, D.C., helping the U.S. Chamber conduct the Small Business Summit. I was, I think this is the 12th one, as I remember, maybe 13th. Anyway, I've been involved in all of them. In fact, the first 2 years, they invited me to come up, and I was the MC of the whole thing for the first 2 years. And we had a great time, and have had ever since. And so I was up there this week helping them on Monday. And one of the things I did was moderate a panel with three small business owners. We had a standing room only crowd. It was great. And one of the reasons I think we had a standing room only crowd was because of the topic. The topic was the biggest mistakes small business owners make. And the number one biggest mistake that everybody agreed small business owners make is not managing the financial part of their business correctly. Not getting regular records, reports, operating statements, balance sheets, not managing cash flow forward, not doing cash flow projections, not the kind of cash flow statement your accountant gives you, which is historical, and maybe sometimes hysterical. But I'm talking about the 12-month forward focusing projection of cash flow that's so critical. That's another report. Not having a capitalization strategy. You know what that means? A capitalization strategy is where, number one, you recognize that growth takes capital. If you grow 8% and you're only putting 2% of profit on the bottom line, you've got to fund that 8%, that 6% somewhere else. You got to go get that money from somewhere. If you don't, you're going to run out of cash. You're going to succeed yourself out of business. That's part of the capitalization strategy. Another one is, how do you fund various growth elements? If you're buying a fixture that's going to last for 20 years, don't buy it with operating capital, with cash. Take out, even if you got the cash, take out a 5-year note and finance it over 5 years or 3 years. And pay it out like that and hang on to that cash. You might need it. A little bit of interest won't kill you. It'll improve your banking relationship. So that's part of the capitalization strategy. If you're buying a truck, should you borrow the money from your banker, or should you go ahead and borrow the money from one of the auto credit companies? I recommend that you buy that truck through the auto company. Don't tie up your bank credit with something that you can get somewhere else that makes sense. They probably will be cheaper than your bank, but even if they're not, even if they're a little bit more expensive, spread the credit around. That's all part of the capitalization strategy. Where do you want to be in 5 years? How big do you want the business to be? How are you going to ramp up capitalizing that growth over that 5 years? Do you need another banking partner? Is crowdfunding, lending, should that be part of your capitalization strategy? That's a new one there. So for the financial part of all the mistakes that small business owners make, The number one on everybody's mind was the financial part. And everybody agreed that if we could teach new startups about what some of the things that I just said about managing cash, about getting regular statements, about knowing how to capitalize growth. If we could get startups to do that, we could cut failures down by huge numbers. I believe we could cut it by 75%, failures by 75%. Because a lot of companies that go out of business, they don't go out of business because the owner wasn't smart, because they didn't have a good location, because they didn't have a good product. They went out of business because they didn't have the financial part of their business squared away. They didn't understand the relationship between cash and accounting. That's right. They probably, of course, as you know, I've said for a long time, in fact, one of Blessing Game's laws of small business states that it's undercapitalized to say, it's redundant to say, undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized. It's not even possible for a small business to be fully capitalized. There's always going to be something to do with your money, and that's why you need a plan. That's why you need a strategy, a capitalization strategy. But if that doesn't work, that doesn't mean anything if you can't track how you're doing. And that's where the reports come in. The operating statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow. All that. So the number one thing small business owners make that's existential is financial. So get smarter about your financial, folks. If you're thinking about starting a business, don't do it until you understand the financial part of running a business. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Feeling like
I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.